All right. Good afternoon to the Olam Avoy de Chavchet Shachas. A very, very well-known story. Itab Gemar Vodazara. My Sinoira. Amru Alav Alo Revelazar Ben Durdoya. Revelazar Ben Durdoya. Fasten your seatbelts. Viewer discretion advised. Shaloi Niach Zona Achas Ba'olim Shalo Ba'ala. Whoa. Kreisman, get ready. He didn't leave one zone in the world that he didn't sleep with. Yes, the beauty of the Torah is we don't sugarcoat. We talk about everything and elevate everything. He didn't leave aside one zona. Oh boy. He once heard about a zona that was overseas. And she took an exorbitant fee for her services. Got you listening. Took an exorbitant fee for her services. Very expensive. Not al kis dinarim, he took the money, vahalach, and went, vahavar ala shiva naharot, and he passed by seven seas. So he took his money, took all his resources, risked his life, sea travel was very dangerous back then, all to be with this zoyna. Bishas haregel, during the time of the intimacy, davar picha, he breathed. He's about to have relations with her. Amra, the zoyna says, kishem shapicho zo eina chozer slim koma, just like this breath will never go back to its place. Kach.
Will the following students please come?
Alazar Ben Durdoya.
Avi Rosenberg, Shimshi Gordon, Avery Klar, Gavi Kigner, Hanan Schreiber, Yaffe Sherman, and Eitan Nissel. Please come to the main office. Avi Rosenberg, Shimshi Gordon, Avery Klar, Gavi Kigner, Hanan Schreiber, Yaffe Sherman, and Eitan Nissel. Thank you.
So just like this breath will never go back to its place, Kach Elazar Ben Durdoya, Eim Kabbalah Toba Tshuva. You also will never do tshuva. An unlikely source, but the Zohar tells him, you got no hope. Just like the breath will never come back, Elazar Ben Durdoya, you have no hope. You will never do tshuva. Wow. Lightning bolt goes off, unexpected source of Musar, finally hits home. Halach v'yasha ben shnei harim v'gvos. He sits between the mountains and hills. Amara harim v'gvos bakshulai rachamim. He says, mountains, hills, pray for me. Have mercy on me. Amrulo, they say to him, ad sha'an mevakshim alecha nevakesh al atzmenu. Before we could pray for you, we have to pray for ourselves. Shenemar and azeya ki harim yimoshu v'gvot tomitenu. We have to pray for ourselves. Amar goes to the next source. Shemayim v'aretz, bikshu alai rachamim. By the way, there's a lot of deep, deep tires in this story for another time. He goes to the Shemayim v'aretz. It says, pray for me, Amru. Ad sha'an mevakshim alecha, nevakesh al atzmein. Before we could pray for you, we had to pray for ourselves. Shenemar, ki shemayim kashan nimlachu v'aretz kibeget tivla. So that didn't work. Strike two. Amar, chama v'levona, bikshu alai rachamim. That he says to the sun and the moon, pray for me. Before we pray for you, we have to pray for ourselves. Amar, he tries a fourth time. Stars and constellations. Help me. He's going from one place to the other, praying for help, to beseech on his behalf, and everybody's telling him no. And the same response. Before we pray for you, we have to pray for ourselves. Amar, v'nimku kol tzva shamayim. So now he's stuck. He goes to many different sources to help him in his tshuva process, and everybody says, sorry, nothing doing. And he says these famous words that are so powerful, so gevaldik. Amar, ein adavar tol yarebi. The matter only depends on me. Only I could do tshuva. Hinich rosho bein brachav. He places his head between his knees. Vigab bechia achiyasta nishmato. And he cries and weeps excessively until his neshama departs from him. Whoa, fascinating story. It ain't over yet. Yatsta bakol the amra. Baskol comes out and says, Rabbi Elazar ben Durdoya, mezumen lechayu olam haba. He is destined to the world to come. Bacha Rebbe the amra. Rebbe cried when he heard this. Yesh kono olamu b'kamashanim. There are those that acquire their world to come in a few years. V'yesh kono olamu b'sha'achas. And those that acquire their world in one moment. Ad kan. That's the end of the story. Just want to add with you a beautiful vort. We'll discuss more tomorrow. But Rav Freelander, the Mashgiach of Ponovich, says so beautifully. When do we grow? When do we finally take ourselves to the next level? And we say those famous words. Ein adav v'toli elabi. The matter depends on me. As soon as we blame everything else, my chavrusa, my home, my parents, my school, my camp, my director, my counselor, my employer, once we make excuses for our spiritual shortcomings, we never grow. Because it's always somebody else. We think that outside Yeshua's is only going to come from outside. When do we grow? When we have the ability to say, Ein adavar tuli ela bi. If I want to grow, the matter depends exclusively on me. Shkoach gadol.